Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
As exciting as the offseason is for high school football, and we know it is now with spring here and then the summer coming up with all the camps, the college has never been as active as they are now. NIL, portal, everything going on. And probably a team that is at the forefront of that is the University of Miami. The Hurricanes certainly have beefed up their roster over the last couple of months. As I say, I challenge you to go back 2 years and look at the roster as opposed to now. And it's a whole different story. Somebody's on top of that, and not just here in Miami, but throughout the country, is Brian Smith. He's worked with the Locked On Podcast Network, also all Hurricanes. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time.
Doing blue, doing well myself. Thank you for having me.
Good. Busy time. I mean, you know, I was just saying, and it's always, you know, everybody always says to me in the off season, well, you know, at least you could wind down. Not so much. And now with this portal, NIL, you can't wind down at all because it's going active. Miami's probably been as active as anybody, and not just bringing in regular Joes. They've been bringing in some studs. Talk about this offseason for Miami, because I think now when Salmon says, hey, they could win 10, 11 games, it's not out of the question.
Well, that's what's really interesting. People always say, well, yeah, it's same old Miami. We'll believe it when we see it. I was at the OT7 tournament this past weekend in Orlando, and my friend Bud Elliott was there. He knows the point spreads and all that. He's as close to professional gambler as you can be. And he said, take the over on Miami at 9.5. It's on some of the sports books. And he said, their roster is loaded. You know, they got Cam Ward, et cetera. He says, I would take the over.
Yeah.
So, like, and he's a Florida State guy. So that tells you something else, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to Florida State. So
yeah,
I think it looks a lot different, like you said aptly. 2 years ago, the roster compared to now is crazy. And it starts with Cam Ward, but at the same time, I mean, you just think about how many guys they've added that can do so. They just got the kid from Michigan State. They got the defensive tackle that everybody wanted. They needed help there. Go get it. They go out and they get a receiver that they need as backup help. It's just every time they need something, you really look at it and you're like, okay, well, they add another guy. And they had another guy. And it's just 2 years ago, the depth chart, if they had a guy that got injured, Blue, we both knew they were concerned about a lot of – and it bit them. It's why they didn't, you know, go to a bowl game.
And they were down to a walk-on running back. So, you know, that kind of shows
That's
you.
Right.
And, you know, you just made a reference to the kid Brown from Houston, you know, being another guy to get in the mix. He had 107 catches last year. I mean, you know, you look at guys like that and then the running back that's coming in from Oregon State.
He's an animal. Martinez. Yeah,
Martinez, and then you got the linemen that have been there. You're adding more and more pieces to the puzzle. I mean, it's crazy. But like I said, every day as Brian Smith goes through his routine, you got to kind of have your ear, obviously, on the portal all the way around the country. But Miami's been so darn active that you don't know what day they're going to add somebody else.
Well, the new name, I found this out today, is King Mack, a kid that I know you're familiar with. Transferring from Penn State, went to STA. Miami's trying to get involved with him now. I assume he'll take a visit. He visited Alabama this past weekend. But that's another example. For those you don't know, guys like Larry and myself, the busiest month of the year is actually May. You got high school recruits, you got portal, and you got spring ball that just finished up and you're trying to figure out roster and projections. Well, it's kind of hard when you don't know the roster because this portal's not really done. It's incredibly difficult, but we do our best. And then we try to give you as much news as we can as we get it. That's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, you could, you know, last week I was in Tampa, Sarasota, Venice, Naples, and Fort Myers. I did that whole little swing. And everywhere I went and when there was college coaches, they were always on the phone. You know, I went over and talked to them and they go, hey, let me get this, you know, and that's the crazy part, because, you know, as well as I do from being around this recruiting and seeing a lot of the guys during the summer and, you know, into the spring and this, and especially during the summer, you know, when college coaches get to have these kids on campus. And, you know, that's, what is that? Now that's part three of this whole darn thing, because you have the college spring where the kids go up there and watch the, you know, the coaches coach and check out the depth charts and see where they would probably fit in. Look at their position coaches, look at their coordinators. Then you have where phase two, where we're in now, where the high schools have the college coaches on campus. And then you turn around again, starting in June 1st for the entire month of June, is the kids caravan to all these different colleges around the country, where the college coaches are a lot more relaxed or not keyed up because, you know, it's, they pretty much have things in order, what they want to do, you know, when they return in August. So this is like that three-prong approach. And now, because the NCAA kind of closes down the NCAA schools for the first 3 weeks of July, the NAIA schools get involved. And the Warners and the Webbers and the St. Thomas Universities and the Southeastern Universities and schools like that, and then other programs in the Southeast. Now, they get to have the spotlight shining on them because, you know, that the 3 weeks – even though you have marquee kids who are going to go to Alabama or Louisville, wherever, they're going to go along with their teammates and they're going to play in 7-on-7s, you know, at Ave Maria or at Kaiser. So it kind of is a win-win all the way around.
Yeah, there is no week off in football anymore. Even after the Super Bowl, you just start another season and recruiting and the portal keep us busy. So, It's entertaining, but you're on the go.
Yeah. And so now you're, and you do a lot of the nation too. So you're kind of busy all the way around. And I know you do Auburn, and I know you're kind of close to the Notre Dame situation. And we have a lot of Notre Dame fans in South Florida, obviously, throughout the years. And that's a program that, you know, kind of, I think, is on the verge of busting out. They had a really good recruiting year, which they do. They're getting accustomed with the new coach. And what do you think about Notre Dame being in that playoff spot come 2024?
I think they've got a chance. If they don't win at least 10 games this year, I would be surprised.
Right.
A valuable quarterback transfer from Duke, and they got a veteran defense. They got a fifth year and a sixth year at two D tackle spots. They'll have a top 10 defense. Question is, will the transfer receivers be good for the Irish? If they can throw it more consistently, they're loaded at running back. They got tight ends. They got everything. They got one of the best corners in the country in Benjamin Morrison. So they lost the two tackles to the draft, and they're trying to figure that out. But I never complained about Notre Dame's offensive tackle talent. I'll believe it being a problem when I see it. And,
I agree.
You know, can they throw the ball against really good teams? If they can, they're going to the playoffs. That'll be the key.
No, and I know you follow them as well, and certainly University of Miami is not done. We have a bunch of time left during the off season. I'll see a lot of those, and so will you. You'll see a lot of those University of Miami coaches out on the road, you know, during this month, especially as time gets closer to those spring classics, which, you know, they made a lot easier on us by having 8 to 10 teams at one location throughout the course of the day. And then you get a chance, if you're a college coach or somebody who's recruiting and or somebody's just watching, to eyeball a lot of talent. And I'm glad they made it that way, because it's much better. You know, it's much better for the kids, much better for the colleges, so they don't have to go running all the way around to see, you know, a couple of kids. At least they get to, you know, put themselves in place for, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours at one location and do their thing. Brian, let everybody know how they can follow you, because I know you have a lot going on, a lot of interesting things to check out on the websites and also on your social media.
Social media is the best way. I've been talking a lot about the transfer portal, as we were just talking about, at FBScout_Florida. That's at FBScout_Florida. And there's a lot of recruiting stuff, a lot of pictures and comments about the OT7 tournament this past weekend, too.
Good stuff. Brian Smith, I can't thank you enough. We'll do this again in a couple of weeks and see where we are as far as some of the more talent that people are getting. You do a tremendous job. Look forward to running into you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a good one, Blue.
Good stuff. You too. Brian Smith, who works for All Hurricanes, also Locked On Podcast Network, also the Auburn Daily. He's an analyst, so he gets around. And as I said, he's a big Notre Dame follower for a number of years, so I know that that's his kind of his sweet spot as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. With you up until 7:30 this evening, it's Panther hockey against the Boston Bruins. Game one, round two. When we come back, we talk Cypress Bay football. Coach Brett Hood is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.